Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, the show where encounter meets mission. Check us out here on St. Gabriel or on YouTube or on your favorite podcast app. Beyond Damascus is the best show in town. You should join us, especially if you want to learn how to live a life on mission and in love with Jesus. Friends, today's gospel is from John chapter 17, verses 20 through 26. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory that you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me, that you loved them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. John chapter 17 is one that you should stick a bookmark in if you haven't done so in a long while. This is an excerpt, just six verses from what is one of the most beautiful prayers in Scripture, that we see the secret intimate relationship between Jesus and his heavenly Father. In John chapter 17, Jesus prays a prayer of Christian unity. He prays a prayer on behalf of and in intercession for those who would follow in his footsteps, those who would evangelize, who would spread the gospel. I want to pull a couple little reflections from today's reading, but I would urge you, next time you spend a few moments with the Lord in prayer, to pop open to John chapter 17. You won't be disappointed. Jesus offers us some encouragement for those of us who, hopefully everyone listening today, who would consider ourselves having received the charge to carry the name of Jesus in evangelizing the world, our friends, our peers, our family, our coworkers. Jesus affirms us, I pray not only for these ones before me, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you. You have a heck of a cheerleader in the work of evangelization. Sometimes the work of evangelization is daunting. How can I proclaim the name of Jesus effectively to somebody who doesn't want to hear it, to somebody who may be not receptive or maybe even hostile to the words of the gospel? This seems like a difficult, an intimidating task. Well, it is, unless we realize that our number one fan is Jesus. He's the one who's praying on our behalf, not only that our word would be received, but that it would result in the conversion of heart. Jesus is cheering for you. He's holding out for the conversion of your family, your friends, your peers, your coworkers. Let's join him on mission, knowing he's got your back. Jesus prays that we might be one. I think this is a beautiful prayer, and oftentimes the ecumenical work of the church, that is our heart to see churches that have experiences of the Christian faith, denominations that have been separated through schism or disagreement, to be reunited as Jesus prays this beautiful prayer that we might be one. I would remind us today that when Jesus prayed this prayer, there were no denominations. There were no schisms within the church. Jesus was speaking to a community of disciples who were friends for the most part, right? And even they needed to pray that they might draw closer in Christian unity. I'd invite us today to focus our prayer, Lord Jesus, draw me closer in Christian community to my family. Draw me closer in Christian community to my fellow parishioners. God, I want to see you work amazing miracles in Christian unity, but let it start in my home. I'm praying for you today. God bless. Thanks for joining.